Are you in the early stages of a romantic encounter? Then stay tuned to find out a very special way to attract somebody. We'll continue with another subject for couples, talking during lovemaking. And after this, we will introduce you to the 9th great cosmic power in the tantric spiritual tradition, known as Matangi, the goddess of the divine order. This will be followed with a meditation of communion with Matangi. Stay tuned, together with our yogi hosts, Amaris, Valentino and Mistrick.
Hello world, this is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. A very special way to attract somebody. When we are attracted to somebody, it is usually for one of two principal reasons. Either we perceive a similarity between us and the person we are attracted to, or we anticipate that we'll complete each other in some way. The similarity theory suggests that the person we are most attracted to will be a lot like us in many ways. Looks, height, personality, background, taste in music, star sign, religion, you name it. The greater the number of things in common courting couples can identify, the more they want to share their space and build a long-term relationship together. Research into successful long-term relationships supports this view. The complementary theory suggests that we seek a lover who has the qualities we miss in ourselves. In forming a bond with someone who complements us, we become complete. From the esoteric point of view, the desire of men and women to form a couple originates in the primordial attraction between feminine and masculine, or yin and yang. In order to discover what is known as unity, or the glorious state of androgynous. The ideal is a combination of these two contrasting positions, an integration of sameness and differentness, so to speak. However, during the early stages of a romantic encounter, we quickly and automatically highlight the qualities of sameness. This fact is best expressed in two ways. The first is with postural echoes, and the second is by mirroring the other's behavior. Posture echoing is when one person takes up a particular body posture and the other mimics them, moving to adopt a similar or even identical posture in an interval between 5 and 50 seconds later. If you notice that someone has echoed your posture, you can be sure that the person in question is comfortable in your company and probably attracted to you too. You can even test the degree of interest someone takes in you by deliberately changing your body position and noting if they follow the change. The more they follow you, the more interested they are. But in order to find out if somebody is interested in you, you do not have to initiate the postural changes. You can simply follow the other person's movements. They will have the effect of sending out a strong signal of sexual interest. However, if he, she, keeps changing positions as soon as you follow them, then the message sent back to you may be an unconscious, not interested message, or you are going too fast, slow it down a bit, please. In any case, back off both physically and verbally. The trick is to echo the other person's posture without copying them exactly. It is possible to adopt the same stance without mimicking it exactly. The effect is to capture the spirit of the other's position. By doing this, you are moving towards mirroring. As you become attracted to someone, you begin to tune into his or her characteristic wavelength. And if the feeling is mutual, he or she tunes into yours. Some couples report that after only a short time together, they seem to be able to think and move synchronously. It is as if they have become one person, reaching for their drinks or folding their arms simultaneously, leaning forwards or backwards like choreographed dancers. Research has shown that people who are very much in love automatically develop this ability to tune into the smallest movement. We mirror teeny facial twitches, nods and blinks, lip tremors, tone and accent of voice, speed of speech, teeny head nods or shakes, small shoulder shrugs, hand gestures, and nonverbal vocal sounds. Mirroring takes two main forms. If your lover has their right elbow on a table at which you are sitting face to face, you can either put your left elbow on the table to match your lover's right elbow, or you can put your right elbow on the table. When sitting opposite each other eating a meal, a couple can half mirror by lifting forks to their mouth in synchronicity. It's time for practice. How can you use mirroring to your own advantage early on? The trick is to speed up the process by deliberately increasing the degree of echo and mirroring behavior. This has the effect of speeding up the positive feelings of attraction that may already be developing. Sometimes you may discover yourself mirroring someone about whom you are not sure about feeling attracted to. An increased sense of self-awareness is one of the most valuable skills you can develop when you are learning to enhance your nonverbal communication skills. If you can manage to ignore all the different thoughts that are whirling around in your head and focus your attention instead on what your own body language is telling you, you will find yourself increasingly attracted towards people who are also attracted to you. Do not forget that the way to become an expert in all these different skills is through application and practice. Once you become conscious of your own and other people's pointing, blocking, context, posture echo and mirroring, new worlds of communication open up for you. With practice, anyone can become a far more accurate interpreter of what other people are thinking and feeling. Look at the world around you. Watch television with the sound turned down. Try studying your favorite actors and analyze their body language. What is it that you like so much? What are their most sensuous movements? Can you replicate them? If you have a video camcorder, make films at parties or in public places like railway stations or airports, where there are hundreds of romantic greetings and farewells every day. If you are feeling really brave, you can ask a friend to record you at a party. You will be self-conscious to start with, but after a while you will forget the camera is on you. Later, analyze your own body language when you are interacted with members of the opposite sex, and theirs too. You will very soon be able to identify various elements of the secret nonverbal language about which you have been reading. The world is your very own private university, full of information for you to learn. With care, you can establish a romantic, attraction-filled episode from the first moment you meet someone.
This is Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. What to talk about when you make love? There are three different kinds of conversation, each of them connected with a stage of erotic play: prelude, intercourse, and postlude. Each of them has a different aim and also a different style. We might become more attractive by learning them. How and what to talk about when we are making love is very helpful. This kind of knowledge brings us more happiness and intimacy, because the things we'd say at certain moments can create an important emotional impact. For some of us, the words whispered during love games are almost as important as the orgasm itself. Few may be conscious of this, however, a sensual man will know it. Through talking, we can free ourselves from internal tensions that control and inhibit us. Women happily and warmly receive tender and admiring remarks, words that are meant to encourage and also to create a more intimate atmosphere between the two. Let's now examine the three stages of conversation in their natural order. The prelude conversation. This stage is the least attractive for a man. If he is excited, he doesn't feel the need to talk. He simply wants to act. Most women are not hurried, as they are concerned and perhaps tense. Generally, they do not appreciate a direct approach like, let's make love. Neither do they like to make love immediately. Women want to gradually increase the level of intimacy, in a natural and tender way, in which words play a decisive role. A man's words associated with his kisses and caresses are the ones which show his sincere affection for his lover. Without "I love you" and "you are very beautiful" or "you are warm, tender, and sensual," the woman might doubt the sincerity of his intentions. Why wouldn't you tell her that anyway? If you really do care about her and you are glad that she's there with you, hugging you warmly, tenderly, and lovingly. So tell her, and don't do it in a corny way, because a woman can feel if your words are not genuine. Also, do not try to win her over by telling her how extraordinary and sensual she is, if she's not being that way. Try to express your beautiful feelings for her. This is a very important principle. It might feel a little awkward at first. Maybe you are in the living room with the lights on, or you are discussing what you did at work. But when the right moment comes up, you have to seductively initiate the love play, if she hasn't done so already. This sign should not be verbal. You can slowly take off your shoes or lie down gently on the sofa. Turn off the lights or do anything else that might suggest your desire for intimacy. Continue to give more and more importance to your audio approach. Lower your voice to its warmest and most seductive tone. Take her hand and kiss her gently. Thus you start to make love with her through your words. What can you say in such moments? Well, try to be honest. Tell her how nice it is to be with her right now. Tell her how much you missed her at the office, how relaxed and happy it feels to be together again. Something like, "you bring so much happiness into my life," generally has a special and overwhelming effect. Relive the moments when you first met. Be playful and even childish, as this will help you overcome any inhibitions and tensions accumulated during the day. Remember that the most beautiful moments you shared, without forgetting the comic situations or delicate moments, can help you a lot before lovemaking. Laughter makes you feel closer, more intimate, and less tense. As a matter of fact, this is the key to success, creating intimacy. You have to be tactful, not to talk about certain flaws or failures. Avoid mistakes of the past. There is no need to wear the public personality mask anymore. But sometimes, this is the hardest thing for a man to do. To want or not to want? That is the question. Especially at this stage, many men are looking to conquer the woman, and for that they behave falsely, talking with their lovers in a predictable way. They think it is necessary to be cold and calculated, and imposing in order not to miss their opportunity. In this way, they become false. This moment is a true test of compatibility between you and your girlfriend. The more natural and sincere you are to her, without sweeping away your chances for making love, the more suited you are for each other. But if you have to act in order to convince her to go to bed with you, then it is certain that you are not made for each other, at least not for now. A lot of men are bad actors, trying to be like Mickey Rourke or Richard Gere in order to impress instead of just being themselves. Here is a clear example of a false approach. A man, thinking himself a great conqueror of women, told us about one night when he was flirting with a beautiful woman at a bar. "Even if we stop here," he whispered in her ear, "it will still be the most beautiful night of my life." "Do you really think that?" she asked him with a little glance. "Of course I do. God is my witness. I would never lie to you," he whispered. "Okay," she said, giving him his coat. "Then I will not feel guilty when I ask you to leave. Good night." So our advice is not to be ridiculous, but to be yourself, open and full of love. Dialogues during intercourse. It is difficult to say exactly when, but at a certain time during prelude, the discussion has to undergo a transformation. As the clothes are being thrown on the floor and bodies start to move together in a fascinating way, the romantic sentences will turn into romantic sighs. This is true even for the most cultivated men. It is very important to communicate and show the other how much happiness and pleasure you bring to each other. Never think that if you are too intense and passionate in lovemaking, it would bother or inhibit her. On the contrary, both men and women need to be told that they are loved. Most often, the pleasure dramatically intensifies when one feels the other vibrating or moaning because of the pleasure you are giving them. Almost everyone has read sonnets and love poems written by more or less famous writers. But have you asked yourself what do they talk about at the climax of making love? Almost surely it is simply expressed as ah or oh or yes. The reason for this is partly physical. When the pleasure is more intense, the breathing rhythm is much faster than usual, and it is more difficult to express yourself through sentences. But there is also a mental reason. Generally, lovemaking focuses our attention on our intense feelings of pleasure. You can see that during this dance, all other means of communication, such as speaking, are incapable of expressing our ineffable feelings. There is also a psychological motivation. Moans, sighs, and interjections are exciting for a man, yet some women think that it is more vulgar and crude. They prefer sweet pet names and can even be shocked by such behavior, wondering if they are making love to an animal. In this case, it is best to learn that sex is a lot more than an animal-like behavior. Such women can help us understand and open up to deeper, more profound feelings, not only physical. They can help us to feel more intense pleasure both mentally and emotionally. Of course, it is best to stay away from vulgar words read in low-quality porn magazines, as they can destroy the romance, intimacy, and beauty of an erotic game. Tender words filled with love bring us more warmth and closeness, and our feelings will in turn become more profound and refined. If the other is the type of person who enjoys vulgar exclamations, we have to be tactful and explain with words or gestures that this is not really our style. However, be careful because it is an extremely delicate moment. Some men consider women who do not like vulgarity as prudish. Yet some women have the impression that he's not a real man if he doesn't use this kind of language. In both cases, treat the other with understanding, patience, and perseverance. The moment of mystery. After the sighs and exclamations of pleasure have subsided, and you are lying in bed in his arms, what a feeling, what joy. But men are usually sleepy now. Wake up, yawn, blink, move your fingers, do anything but fall asleep. Yet if you make love in an ordinary way, which means by losing the sexual energy through ejaculation, tiredness will naturally follow due to the loss of sexual energy. In the case of lovemaking with sexual continence, this will not happen. Instead, both of you will feel as vivid after lovemaking as you felt in the beginning. It seems that women have another biorhythm, and now your girlfriend wants you to hold her, to talk to her, admire her and overwhelm her with tender, loving words. So if this is true, then tell her that. Tell her what you felt while you were making love and how you're feeling now. Describe to her the pleasure that you felt. Continue to touch her, caress her, and pamper her. Don't turn your back on her as if you are finished, as if what is next has nothing to do with what has happened so far. In these moments, the touch of a man is most precious and priceless. Now is the moment of feeling closer to one another. If the man does not behave tenderly, lovingly, and especially careful right now with the woman he loves, there can be an unexpected and irreparable emotional separation. This could mean the decline or the end of a relationship of a couple. And if the man is not clever enough to realize that, it is highly probable that he will never find out what upset her and why she is avoiding him and won't make love to him again when everything was, in his opinion, going so well. This is the time for communication. No other moment is as poignant for the two lovers to open up to each other as the postlude stage. After intimacy and physical closeness, it is time to share your thoughts, hopes, and dreams. It is a special moment in which you can reveal yourselves as you truly are. What your fears, joys, and hopes are. What are her deepest desires, her saddest moments, and her greatest joys? Tell him about your dreams. Tell jokes because laughter will eliminate any remaining tensions from your body. The fact that you communicate intimately is very important. These moments can do wonders for the harmony and emotional equilibrium of a couple. People are very happy when we pay attention to them and trust them by telling them about our intimate thoughts. We will feel the same knowing that our beloved is ready to tell us about her most intimate feelings.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Amaris.
The Hindu Tantra tradition mentions that the ninth great cosmic power is Matangi, the divine mother that sometimes is described as having a dark green, emerald-like color. She's also presented offering her grace and blessings from the profound and beatific state of divine ecstasy in which she lives. She inspires the creation of masterpieces. Etymologically, Mata means a thought or an opinion. Consequently, Matangi is the great cosmic power that penetrates the thought or the mind. In fact, the main aspect that she represents is the word, which is actually an embodiment or objectivity of thoughts. Ruling, evidently the act of speaking, Matangi is also associated to the sense organ, which is the ear, and to our ability to listen. This is actually the origin of the comprehension and learning process, which in turn generates powerful and deep thoughts. Thus, the great cosmic power Matangi offers to those who adore her sincerely, who are prepared and mature spiritually enough, and who are endowed with a certain aesthetic refinement, the power of the deep knowledge of symbols and archetypes, great artistic talents, and she helps them to reach perfection in their creations. She is the great goddess of the uttered word itself, and of any other type of exterior manifestation of inner knowledge, including all forms of art, music, and dance. From this point of view, Matangi is one of the three great cosmic powers related to the divine Logos. The other two being, as was presented in the previous articles, Tara and Tripura Bhairavi. Matangi is, like Tara, a great cosmic power that expresses the power of learning and eloquence in debates and discussions. But while Tara refers to the superior divine Logos, Pashyanti, which implicitly contains everything, Matangi represents the inferior divine Logos, Vaikari, the so-called uttered word. This is the lowest level of differentiation of the divine Logos, the concrete level of the effective utterance of words. From this point of view, of the expression of the divine Logos, and compared to Tara and Matangi, Tripura Bhairavi represents the great cosmic power of the transcendent and unmanifested divine Logos, Paravak. Actually, Matangi represents the intermediary, medium level, Madhyama, of this divine Logos as well. This level governs the ideas that eventually become the words we utter, that is, the process of thinking itself. In her highest aspect, Matangi is Para Vaikari, the supreme Logos that manifests through the means of effective, audible speech. In fact, this is the manifested, direct revelation of the highest knowledge in the form of human speech, from which, eventually, all the texts and writings of wisdom appear. Consequently, Matangi contains in her sphere of consciousness and activity
all the levels of speech. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of universal order, Matangi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of universal order, Matangi. Let us begin. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.